Before I preach this morning, I want to thank you for inviting me to your congregation once again.
我未開始講道之前呢，首先多謝大家呢，再一次請我嚟你當中。
It is good to be here once again and to see my longtime friend Agnes Chan.
好開心啦，見翻我老朋友啊 ，Agnes Chan。
Agnes studied under me at Tyndale Seminary, and she secretly supplied me with baked goods all year long.
佢仲我學生時候咧，成年咧，佢都成日帶帶啲好味嘅焗嘅嘢俾我食嘅。
I have never doubted that she loves me, and I hope she knows that I love her too.
我從來冇懷疑過佢真係會關心我，我亦都真係好愛佢。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 3 to 7.
提摩太后书第一章三至七节。
I thank God whom I serve as did my ancestors with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. For this reason I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control.
提后一章三至七节，我感谢神，这是我接着祖先用清洁的良心服侍的神。祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地要见你，好叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无伪之信。这信是先在你外祖母罗尔和你母亲尤尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。为此我提醒你，使你将神藉我按手所赐给你的恩赐再如火超旺起来。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱紧守的心。
It began as a youth movement. To be sure, older people possess greater wisdom, sounder judgment, broader perspective, and our Lord knew this.
開始的時候是一個年輕人的運動來的，因為年紀大的人是智慧是多一點，好像個判斷好一點，或者有闊一點的視野這樣。神是知道的，但是問題是他是用年輕人開始的。
Nevertheless, he didn't hesitate to begin with younger people. When he stepped forth on his public ministry, he was in his late 20s. The 12 he called to be with him were no older.
所以當主耶穌開始出來傳道的時候，他自己只不過是二零歲這樣，而那12個使徒其實他的年紀都是相差不遠的。
Paul took Mark on Paul's first missionary journey when Mark was estimated to be no more than 19.
当保罗带马可出来传道的时候，从圣经的考据来讲，马可当时大概都是19岁左右。
You know what happened? Mark behaved like a 19-year-old. He couldn't withstand the venture of the hardship and he went home.
所以咧，所以唔會奇怪嗬。19歲咁啊，阿 Mark 就係19歲啦。咁所以咧，傳得兩傳道咧，就太辛苦啦，就翻屋企啦。
When Paul and Barnabas were about to set off on another missionary journey, Paul said, "We can't take Mark with us. We simply can't afford to have him let us down again."
所以當保羅同阿巴拿巴咧想再一次去傳福音嘅時候咧，嗰次阿保羅就話啦：，我今次唔帶阿 Mark 佢啦，費事佢好似上次咁樣。
Barnabas disagreed. He was only 19. Give the youngster another chance.
班拿巴咧就唔同意，話佢十九歲啫，仲後生，俾多次機會佢啦。
Paul and Barnabas parted over Mark. They parted amicably, without grudge or resentment, but they parted.
就因為咁咧，保羅同阿班拿巴咧就好和平地就分開兩隊嚟去傳福音。佢哋大家都互相尊重大家嘅睇法。
Barnabas, however, was vindicated since Mark proved himself on the second venture.
今次咧，阿 Mark 咧就好生性啦，咁所以證明咧，巴拿巴冇睇錯人嘅。
Why the emphasis on youth? Is it not because, along with broader perspective and greater stability of middle age, there is also boredom, apathy, and more than a little cynicism?
點解我哋要強調，或者點解早期傳福音成日強調喺年青人開始咧？咁嚇，因為年紀大嘅唔係更加穩定一啲咩？唔係睇嘢更加闊咩？點解中年人唔係更好咩？咁樣嚇。但我哋發覺咧，原來中年人咧有陣時會係可能因為年紀大咗咧，反而咧就會比較有陣時係漠不關心啊，或者有陣時會係比較悲觀一啲啦。
When I was a young minister, several older ministers said to me, with that bone-deep weariness born of disillusionment, Shepherd, wait until you've been in the game as long as I have.
我記得當我後生嘅時候咧，咁啊有啲年紀長嘅傳道人咧都同我講，即係佢哋都話啦，睇下，好似我去到我乜年紀你就明啦咁。當時佢同我講嘢，或者睇見佢哋咧，都裏邊有一份好沉重嘅嚇一個心腸。
There's another reason for our Lord's beginning with younger people. What we have to contend with in our youth, we're going to have to contend with for the rest of our lives.
其實點解用年青人呢？其實都俾我哋一個好大嘅功課咧，就係其實我哋一生人當中，無論我哋年紀幾多歲都好咧，應該都仍然保持一個年青人嘅心智同埋嗰份嘅精神嘅。
I'm always amused when an older adult, pretends that his adolescence has been put behind him forever.
我成日都覺得好奇怪，啊，或者好多年長嘅人咧，硬係好似好老成咁樣咧，係冇咗份年青人嘅朝氣喺裏邊啊。
Years ago, Dr. James Wilkes, a psychiatrist under whom I studied in my last semester of seminary, maintained that emotionally, our adolescence looks just below the surface of our adult psyche. Whenever we are threatened, our adolescent emotionality reappears instantly.
我讀大學咧，最後尾一年嗰有一個老師咧係讀心理學嘅，咁佢同我講咧，話其實咧，無論我哋幾歲幾老都好咧，其實年青人嗰種嘅特性嗰種情緒咧，其實永遠都仲喺度嘅。所以有陣時當我哋遇到啲刺激嗰陣時候咧，你啲小蚊仔嗰種精神咧，嗰種情緒就會爆出嚟噶啦。
Because Wilkes has spent many years around the university, he used to tell us that when learned professors, the essence of rationality, supposedly, were pricked, what appeared was a four-year-old.
所以有陣時我都留意係，有陣時啲教授啊，咁啊年長啊，咁啊應該好冷靜、好理智噶啦。咁但有陣時如果被人激親嘅時候咧，有陣時都睇到好似成心蚊仔咁樣嘅咁。
I have taken part in psychological experiments that confirm Dr. Wilkes's statement.
所以從此咧，我都好留心留意下人嘅反應啊，我都發覺啊，這個老師講嘅説話好真實喎。
What we had to contend with when we were adolescents, we shall have to contend with throughout life.
其實有些事情我們年輕的時候覺得很滿足的事，其實我們一世人一生當中應該繼續都是覺得是滿足的。
Jesus began with younger people inasmuch as what they had learned from him they would need and would have for the rest of their lives.
所以當耶穌傳福音的時候，他先是由年輕人開始，因為年輕人有一些特性，他是想他們一生都擁有住的，持守住的。
A sermon pertaining to younger people, therefore, can never fail to apply to adults.
所以同年青人講嘅道咧，同年長嘅人講一樣嘅啫。
Paul writes to Timothy, who was only 19 or 20 years old himself, and Paul says, "Remember, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-control."
所以我仲睇嗰封信咧，就係保羅寫俾提摩太嘅。其實當時提摩太咧，只不過係十九二十歲到嘅啫。所以留意到保羅鼓勵佢就係話，唔好俾人神俾我哋嘅靈咧，唔係一個膽怯嘅靈。
Plainly, the older apostle knows that young Timothy is afraid.
好明顯就係保羅都知道Timothy 咧會膽怯啦。
Are we afraid? Does the sun rise in the east?
我哋會唔會驚嘅咧？到底太陽會唔會東邊升起呢？
There are days when our fears are so slight as to be noticeable, and other days when they muscle everything else out of our minds.
有時咧，我哋驚咧就唔係好懷疑嘅，有時驚咧驚到咧即係震曬咁樣。
Some of our fears we readily understand.
有時我哋嘅恐懼咧，我哋自己都明白嘅。
The company we work for has merged with a larger company, and not all the employees are going to be retained.
譬如話公司可能會裁員啊，咁我哋唔係個個都仲會有工做啊。
Or our child seems unwell, and we have just enough medical knowledge to know that he may be seriously ill.
譬如細蚊仔唔舒服，我哋嘅知識話俾我哋聽，咦都好嚴重喎。
Or we are afraid that the psychological booby trap, which we've known of for years and which we've disguised or stepped around or managed to hide, that situation where we do not cope and where we appear weak or helpless or silly, this is going to become publicly evident and we are going to be humiliated.
或者有時我哋知道我哋唔可以再隱藏到我哋裏面嗰份嘅恐懼啊，或者遇到一啲挑戰咧，人哋會睇到我哋裏面嘅弱點啊。
Or we are afraid that since we aren't married yet, we're never going to be married.
有陣時有啲人驚咩咧？就話啊，我而家仲未結到婚，咁我即係一世都冇婚結噶咯喎。
I also meet people who are afraid that since they are married now, they're never going to get unmarried.
有啲人又驚咧，而家我結咗婚死啦，我有一世都要繼續結婚啦，唔可以話又變咗唔結婚啦。
And then there's a different kind of fear.Unattached to any specific object or occurrence. Existential anxiety is the term mental health experts use.
有時咧就係啲無名嘅恐懼嚟嘅，咁有啲專家有個名詞咧，就叫做存在嘅恐懼。
Existential anxiety is that niggling, lapping, semi-conscious awareness of our fragility, our frailty, our ultimate impotence in the face of life's accidentality.And our mortality.
呢種存在嘅恐懼係咩意思咧？就係當你存在嗰陣時候咧，就係有啲嘢咧無形嘅，你知道你控制唔到嘅，嚇咁你就自然咧就莫名嘅就會有一份恐懼感喺度啦。
The preacher keeps reminding us that fear not is the most frequent command heard on the lips of Jesus.
譬如我哋睇聖經，我哋成日聽到講，耶穌成日同啲門徒講話，唔好去害怕。
The preacher is telling us to fear not, however, we often feel has as much effect on us as if we were told to go to Lake Ontario and tell the waves to stop rolling in.
所以講到咁就咁話，你哋唔好驚啊，咁樣講啊容易啊，做啊難咧，即係等於我去到落到個安大略湖，嗌啲湖水咧唔好冚到我咁樣。
I shall never belittle or make light of that fear which is part of the human condition. It's as undeniable as toothache.
有時恐懼即係唔可以去話唔存在，好似 牙痛咁，你係人都會經歷過有牙痛嘅事情。
Then what do I do about my own fears? On those days when my fears seem nearly overwhelming, I resort to two treasure stores: the promises of God and my dearest Christian friends.
既然我哋唔可能係人生裏面冇恐懼嘅，咁我自己揾到個出路咧，就係有一個寶貝啦。就每當我恐懼嗰時候，我就去揾翻神嘅應許，同埋到底，同埋揾翻我啲信主嘅朋友。
The simplest promise comes from the book of Joshua: I will not fail you or forsake you.
神嘅應許最明顯、最簡單，就係喺約書亞書嗰度所講話，神應承過我永遠都唔會去忘記你嘅。
The Psalms are a gold mine as well. This I know that God is.For me, what can man do to me?
詩篇話：神如果同我哋同在，我哋仲有啲咩人可以害到我哋咧
？John tells us that even if our hearts condemn us, the God of unfathomable mercy is greater than our hearts.
約翰話：就算我哋自己嘅良心有啲唔安樂嘅話，神都係會寬恕我哋嘅。
And then there are those wonderful promises from the heart and pen of St. Paul: If we live, we live to the Lord.And if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's.
或者好似保罗应许我哋，鼓励我哋咁讲，佢话活着 就是基督，死着也是基督，所以活着的就算是死也好，都在主里面，我们都属于主的。
If God is for us, who is against us? We know that in everything God works for good with those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose.
神如果是与我们同在，人能把握怎么样呢？我们知道末神是掌管万有的。
And of course, there is the climax of all of Scripture, as far as I'm concerned, Romans 8:38. Neither death, nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
对我来讲最宝贵就是罗马书8:38，那里说是是生吗？是死吗？是现在的事吗？是将来的事吗？没有东西能够去将我和基督的爱是分割的。
When Paul tells Timothy that we haven't been given a spirit of fear, he doesn't mean that we are never afraid. Paul himself was often afraid, and he speaks unashamedly of his own fear.
当保罗嗌 Timothy 话：嗱，你唔使胆怯啊！咁唔系讲话我哋永远我哋人系唔识惊咁嘅意思哦。保罗自己都会惊噶啦，咁但系佢意思即是话你唔需要为咗自己嘅恐惧而觉得系羞愧。
Our Lord Himself was fearful on occasion.
耶稣都曾经惊过噶。
To tell people they should never fear is to send them in pursuit of the unrealistic and the ridiculous. It's also to plunge them into false guilt.
有时就咁嗌人唔好惊啊，你话你唔应该惊啊，咁反而令到人有一种嘅罪疚感咧，系其实系唔实在嘅。
To have a spirit of fear, on the other hand, is something different. It's to be so fear-saturated as to be characterized by fear, to be consumed by our fear, to be determined solely by our fear.
胆怯的灵和怕是两件事来的。胆怯的意思就是说，你怕呢，你被个怕呢去吞噬了你，去支配了你。这个呢就叫胆怯的心了。
But a spirit of fear is precisely what we haven't been given. Therefore, we shouldn't yield to it. We must look instead to the promises of God.
所以其实保罗喺度鼓励啊 Timothy 咧，就唔系话佢唔应该惊，唔可以惊，而只系话佢唔好有一个胆怯嘅灵，因为胆怯嘅灵唔系圣灵俾我哋嘅嘢嚟嘅。反而当你觉得有想系有胆怯嗰阵时候咧，应该去求神嘅应许去帮你。
Yet I must admit that there have been occasions in my own life when even the promises of God seemed to evaporate on me. Occasions when fear fell on me like a building collapsing or seeped into me like poison gas.
咁我都承认，我谂大家都经历过嘅。有阵时，当惊起嚟嗰阵时候，唔系话咁容易唔去胆怯，惊会令到我哋真系好似唔记得咗神嘅应许，或者好似个楼冧咗落嚟就会砸住我咁样。
On these occasions, the promises seemed ineffective, however true, unable to stem the dread whose waves came upon me like nausea.
有時我諗大家都經歷過，驚起嚟嗰陣時候，唔係唔知道神嘅應許係乜嘢，但係好似知道都好啦，都好似冇乜效喎，即係信，硬係信唔到咁樣。
On these occasions, I have leaned my full weight on my Christian friends, for they embody for us, incarnate for us, the truth of the promises in those moments when we are floundering and the promises seem to support us only as they are embodied in our friends.
在这个时刻呢，就是我们需要大家的时候了，神给我们有大家一些好的基督徒朋友，就是当我们怕到要胆怯的时候，我们就找他们来壮胆，这个就是神给我们的应许。
If God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, then what has He given us? Paul reminds Timothy once again, a spirit of power and love and self-control.
这里保罗提啊 Timothy 呢，神给我们不是一个胆怯的灵，而是呢，神给我们呢，是一个有能力的灵，是有爱和有自制的。
The one question which younger people have concerning the gospel is also the simplest question. Their one question isn't, is it true? Because younger people suspect that it might be true, but also trite. It might be true, but also pointless. It might be true, but also be too abstract, too remote to be of any earthly use.
咁好多时咧，咁对年青人咧就会听呢啲咁嘅说话嘅时候咧，就会有个怀疑吓，系咪真嘅咧咁样？ 就算是真的话，是不是行得通的呢？是不是实在的呢？会不会是太过笼统呢？太过抽象呢？到底我们是不是真的可以跟着行呢？
Their one question concerning the gospel is, does it work? Does it work means, is it effective? Whether it is effective depends entirely on what end it is supposed to effect.
所以当说是不是真的，得不得的，行不行得通的，这样我们就是说是不是有效的，那我们就要去试一下了。
The question, is a hammer effective, depends entirely on the end you have in mind. If your purpose is to drive nails, the answer is plainly yes. If you wish to crochet lace doilies, the answer is plainly no. If you want to repair the nozzle of your garden hose, the answer is maybe.
那当我们有效呢，就在乎你现在想什么东西，你认为即是神 的应许是不是帮你去解决你的问题的。
Does the gospel work? The answer here depends on what it is we are looking to see happen.
所以到底福音是不是行得通的，那在乎你是想什么东西和求什么东西啦。
The textbook correct answer, the easy answer here is that the gospel works, is effective, inasmuch as it is the purpose of the gospel to reconcile us to God and to render us transparent to Him. Since the gospel does this and alone does this, therefore the gospel works, and it should be therefore be embraced by every younger and older person of any intelligence.
如果是用标准的答案，那当然是有效的，当然是行得通的。如果我们神的应许是用来按住圣经的目标去帮助我们的话，那神的话语的应许呢是有效的。
But the answer is too slick and too abstract by half.
但很多时呢，即是神的应许我们会觉得好像太过抽象了。
What reconciliation to God and transparency to Him means is something that we older people must exemplify ourselves if what we say about it to younger people is to have any weight.
譬如说福音是帮我们去跟神和好的，帮我们能够在神的面前是成为透明的。其实这句说话好像很简单，但实质上是什么意思呢？对年纪大的人又是什么意思呢？对一些年轻的人，他们又会明白到多少呢？
One feature of younger people which always appeals to me is their forthrightness. If you ask them about last night's rock concert, they will reply without hesitation, it was a drag, or it was out of sight.
对年轻人来说，通常他们那个回答都是很直接的。如果你問他昨晚那個演唱會怎樣，他要是就說很好，要是就說我忘記了。
Older people are very adept at verbal smoke screens. Younger people don't bother with word camouflages because they suspect much talk to be a cover-up for an embarrassing lack of substance.
年長的人通常圓滑一點，圓轉一點。年輕的人就覺得用多了的话语呢，就好像就不够实在的。
There was an embarrassing lack of substance in the Christian community in Corinth. The church members there talked a lot, lined up between different hero figures in the congregation, fancied themselves worldly wise and talked up their pseudo wisdom, rationalized the inexcusable, even as they told each other how truthful they were.
當時在哥林多教會亦都有這樣的情況發生，那些人是說多過他們去活得出來的，所以變成很多是空談的說話。
Finally, Paul had had enough. He let them know that their pretension to wisdom was nothing more than arrogance.
所以終於保羅覺得夠了，他要出聲了，因為實在太過好像好識嘢咁，但其實裏邊咧係唔知道自己講緊咩嘢嘅。
His conviction about the nature of the gospel and his resolve, he let them know that he would visit the congregation soon and deal with these motor mouths himself.
所以咧喺哥林多書嗰度咧，佢就話俾啲人聽：我嚟緊㗎啦，你唔好再喺度亂噏嘢啦。
his conviction about the nature of the gospel and his resolve to hold the congregation to the gospel are evident in his concluding line, "I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power, for the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power."
所以在哥林书信那里呢，他后面那句他说，我来的了，那我就来看看你们所讲的东西，不是你讲的东西有多有力，而是你的生命会不会得出来呢？这样。
Not a spirit of fear has God given us, but a spirit of power, but also a spirit of love.
神给我们的灵不是一个胆怯的灵，是一个有能力的灵，而这个有能力的灵呢，是一个爱的灵。
Everyone has her own understanding of love, but it's the gospel's understanding that matters for us.
每个人对爱的明白都不一样，有自己 的解释，但是圣经里面所讲的爱呢，我们就要知道了。
And the gospel makes plain that love, always patterned after God's love, is a self-giving which pours itself out self-forgetfully upon anyone at all without concern for consequence or cost.
圣经里面所讲的爱是说，当我们爱人的时候，我们爱到的地步，我们会摆低我们自己的权益，而是愿意付上一切的去爱人的。
Young people have no difficulty understanding this. Self-forgetful, self-giving, without concern for consequence or cost.
年轻人呢，通常在这方面是不是好一点呢？当你去爱的时候呢，真的不计后果的。
It's also very lofty, even adventurous, that it appears attractive as it seems true.
而且很有冒险精神哦。好似好吸引咁樣。
But younger people do not remain younger. As older age settles upon them, little by little, the cost seems prohibitively high.
但人呢，唔係時時保持年青啊，整整下越年紀越嚟越大，就開始越嚟越識計數啦。
At the same time, the consequence, that is the result, seems woefully meager given the high cost. Love plainly isn't cost effective, as the economists say.
所以年紀越大咧，就發覺，咦，愛依類依方面咧，係唔係好合經濟原則喎？咁樣。
What happens next? Self-giving is shriveled to thing-giving. Self-forgetfulness is shriveled to calculation. The cost is simply deemed too high, and the consequences too meager.
咁啊，結果係點樣咧？咁嗰個即係付出嘅愛咧？就縮水啦，開始就係俾啲嘢啫，咁樣嚇嚇，忘記自己嘅愛咧，就開始縮水咧，就去斤斤計較啦。而喺咧嗰啲代價咧，似乎咧越嚟就越沉重，而個結果咧就好似愛嘅果咧，就好似越嚟越少咁樣。
Next step, the last step, we settle down into that token generosity whose tokenism the world accepts.Because tokenism is all the world expects of anything with of anyone with respect to anything.
咁啊，最後尾一步去到咩發展到咩地步咧？就係咧係咁以咯，即係象徵式咁樣樣，大家都明噶啦，梗係攞個心嘅啫，個象徵式嘅啫咁樣。
How is such world-weary disillusionment to be avoided?
我點可以避免跌落一個陷阱裏邊咧？
There are two ways of avoiding disillusionment. Is returning constantly to our text. God has given us a spirit of love, not a notion of love or idea of, but a spirit of love.
其中一個方法咧，就係常常翻翻聖經裏邊睇清楚聖經裏邊點講。聖經話神俾我哋嘅靈咧係一個愛嘅靈，一個愛嘅精神，唔係講話你一個意念嘅愛嚇。
Plainly, there is an allusion here to the Holy Spirit, that power in which God Himself acts upon His people.
呢个灵系讲圣灵嗬，圣灵俾我哋嘅系一个爱，啊，呢个系神佢自己系俾佢嘅子民嘅。
Then God Himself must, God will keep our hearts from shrivelling up to the tokenism the world regards as good enough.
所以我哋求圣灵喺我哋嘅心里边去保守我哋嘅心咧，唔会慢慢缩水，以致到我哋俾人嘅爱咧系纯粹系象征式嘅啫。
The second way of avoiding that world-weary disillusionment which reduces love to a mere artificiality which is socially acceptable, The second way is to keep people dear to us.
第二个方法点样防止我哋对人嘅爱心唔会变为象征式或者系冷淡咗落嚟咧？就系点样常常去保持咧，去真系同人哋一个地方系贵嘅。
The people in Thessalonica, Paul says, we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our very selves. This is what love is, finally sharing our very selves. So dear had you become to us.
所以保罗写俾帖撒罗尼迦书嗰阵时候，嗰啲人咧，佢就咁讲，佢话即系我好想去同你分享我嘅生命，啊，同人哋分享我哋嘅生命咧，都系一个爱嘅表达嚟嘅。而是你对你他跟他们说话你们每一个人来说对我心里面是宝贵的。
The longer I live, the dearer people become to me. When I was a younger minister, I was taken up with getting the job functions done, writing the sermon, chairing the meeting, conducting the wedding, so that my focus was on the function with people more or less on the periphery.
在我自己经历里面，我越是服侍得主内，我就发觉我栽培自己去爱人更加深和更加多。早期做服侍的时候，我会将个焦点摆在怎么做好我的工作，怎么写好我的讲道，怎么去领各方面的查经，或者是做其他的事工。但现在我开始更加去珍惜就是人。
In my older age, the function seems to perform itself and people have become the focus.
我现在将我的焦点摆在人的身上，而服侍的工作呢是次要的。
One reason I have relished being a pastor is that people, all kinds and qualities, have become dearer to me with every passing year.
其中一个原因就是我发觉我睇到体会到其实人对我来讲呢是越来越宝贵。
As they do, I find today's text confirming itself to me with greater force. God has given us a spirit of love, and this gift will keep our love from shriveling into a pasted-on smile plus 50 cents.
所以我哋要求神嘅灵咧，去其实点燃我哋对人嗰份嘅爱心，以致我哋对人嘅爱咧唔会缩下得翻好似就咁系咁依下个嘴笑下，或者要得翻几毫子咁少咁啊。
Lastly, we have been given also a spirit of self-control.Self-control appears to be the opposite of other control. Either we control ourselves or others control us. Other people, other ideologies, other things.
保罗说神的圣灵给我们除了爱能力之外还有第三样就是谨守的心。
When we are controlled by others, we are little more than an empty tin can kicked around endlessly, empty to start with and soon shapeless as well.
谨守的心的意思就是说，即是我一个我是不受其他的东西支配和控制的，要是我们自己是即是容让神去支配我们。
This is not good, but what is the alternative? A minute ago I said that self-control appears to be the opposite of other control. Appears because there is one glorious instance where self-control and other controlare one and the same.
有時如果我們不小心自制好像很好這樣，不被任何東西控制我們，但是我們竟然發覺如果我們自制而不是被神控制的話，這個自己控制自己就成為其中一樣控制我們的東西了。
When Paul lists the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, he is listing the qualities of life which Jesus Christ effects in his people by his Spirit.
在加拉太书五章的时候，保罗就列出圣灵带给我们的生命的质素是什么呢？这样
Included in the list is self-control.
圣灵带给我们其中的质素亦都是一个自制的能力来的。
Christ's control is self-control.
圣经里面讲的自制呢，其实即是说被基督去控制我们的意思。
You see, to be Christ-controlled is to know whose we are. We are His and His only. And to know whose we are when we are Christ's is to know who we are. We are our self.
基督控制我们其实是什么意思呢？就是去知道我们是哪一个，我们是属于基督的。所以当我们知道我们属于基督的时候，我们被基督控制的话，就是被我们自己控制了。
Since Jesus Christ renders me who I am, to be Christ-controlled will always to be self-controlled.
既然耶稣基督是塑造我们成为我们今天的人，所以能够被基督去支配我们，就是等于我们自己，我们所谓的自制了。
Today, let us thank God that regardless of our age, whether we are younger or older, we were never given a spirit of fear. We have all been given a spirit of power, of love, and of self-control.
今天容让我们多谢我们的神在这里给我们一个很大的应许，祂给我们的灵的圣灵不是一个胆怯的灵，反而无论我们是年轻也好，我们年长也好，什么年纪也好，我们里面常常有这个灵里面那份的能力。
Amen.
自制。
Thank you very much.
多谢大家，给少时间大家消化一下，到底有什么感动到你的心的呢？